Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Pneumaticraft. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled, You Are Complete in Him, or Beyond the Cult of the Spiritually Trivial. I'm going to be reading from Paul's letter to the church at Colossae. In this marvelous letter to the church at Colossae, Paul speaks of the person of Jesus in a marvelous manner. And he does so because Paul has a powerful relationship with the living Christ. And so, therefore, Paul speaks of his relationship, that is, of the reality of the new being. When Paul speaks of his relationship with Christ, he uses the word gnosko, which means experiential awareness or a growing awareness of the person of Jesus. One of the other words for knowing or to know, K-N-O-W, in the Greek, is the word oida. And oida means to know absolutely. God absolutely knows us, oida, our actions, our thoughts, what motivates us, God knows us absolutely. However, we grow gnosko in our understanding of our relationship with Jesus. And so Paul undertakes this doctrine, and he unpacks, as it were, some of this word's profound meaning and understanding for us. Because indeed, in Jesus, we are all one. And to say that we are all one in Jesus is the teaching of Scripture. The Scripture uses the term adelphos, which means those of the same womb, are those of a common origin. Within the documents of the New Testament, there is never any intricate or expanded elucidation of the concept of race, because Paul said that God has of one blood made all the nations. And so, the Bible, with its emphasis on the person of Jesus as the new Adam, or the second Adam, speaks of the new creation. If anyone in Christ, he or she, the gender inclusive, is new creation. New. That kainos, that is, qualitatively new creation. The ancient things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. In his letter to the church at Colossae, Paul has these words for us. I'm going to begin reading in Colossians 1:10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord, and to all please, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. That is Colossians 1:10. And the word there for knowledge, of course, is epinosis or epinosis. It goes on in verse 11, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities, powers, all things were created by him, for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn out from among the dead, literally, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled. I'm going to move over to chapter 2, beginning at verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, founded therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you, or lead you away as booty, or seduce you, through philosophy and vain deceit, or empty delusion, really, after the tradition of men, after the stoicheia, or the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 10. And ye, the word ye or you is emphatic in the Greek text, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom you also are circumcised with the circumcision made without hand, and putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him up from among the dead. And you, once again, emphatic, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out or to smear or obliterate the handwriting of opinion, and here this is legal language, that was against him, or that was sent down against him, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. So, the language here in Paul's letter to the Colossians, the language is extraordinarily rich and worthy of considerable deliberation and meditation. Here, Paul does not speak of an amorphous or of a generic spirituality. The spirituality that Paul speaks of is not derived from the individual. It is not objective. It is not conglomeration of different spiritual conditions, as it were. Paul speaks of a vital relationship that the believing ones have with the living Christ. As is Paul's practice in his letters, he speaks of, or he lays the doctrinal foundation for believing ones. He tells them who they are, and their practice, or the praxis, follows thereafter. That is, the ethics that Paul speaks about are built upon the foundation of doctrine. And so, it is important to understand that, that the ethical practice, he speaks through the individual's behavior, what the doctrinal foundation is, or what the doctrinal foundation has provided. And so there is the primacy of doctrine. There is the primacy of the Word of God. And the Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, speaks of the promise of doctrine. The Old Testament speaks about the Book of Life, God's Book of Life, and the names that are written in God's Book of Life. God is the database that God had before he created the universe. The super database that God has, the super servers that God has in heaven. You must understand that what is going on today has already been prophesied about the end times. And what God wants his saints to understand is that we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Notice that in chapter 1, in verse 10, once again, Paul states that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all amongst suffering and joy. Now, believers are called to live a supernatural life. This supernatural life originates with God. The fruit that believers produce are called the fruit of the Spirit. That is, what Spirit of God, that is the fruit that the Spirit of God produces through the personality that has been yielded through the Spirit, the personality that understands that he or she is not to believe the Spirit of God. See, there are lies that there are believers who breathe the Spirit of God because these individuals will not give up certain sins or who have rationalized sinful behavior or a sinful attitude. They've rationalized their behavior, such as, or they have engaged in self-justification, such as, that they no longer believe that. Therefore, their lives are unyielded to God. And most certainly, they are not producing the fruit of God. James speaks about those who judge their brothers. And he talks about how God addressed believers, or those who profess to be believers, and who judge their brothers. In chapter 3 of James, beginning at verse 1, he talks about honor. And in chapter 4, James has warnings against loving the world. This is what James says in chapter 4, verse 11. Speak not evil one of another. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judgest the law, thou art not a doer of the law, judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? A better way to be and this is what the word to judge another, the term to judge another means. It means to pass sentence on another. Now, in verse 11, when James says, speak not evil, in the Old Testament, in Hebrew, it means to stand against the life of another. Or to, and this is very powerful. And so it is an important to understand what this means. When I come to Christ of necessity, I give up that which was past. Or at least I should understand it. At the beginning of chapter 4 of James, verse 1, James writes, for what comes wars and fightings among you, come they not? Hence, even of your lust that war in your members, your lust and have not, and you kill, and desire to have it cannot obtain, fight in war, and yet you have not, because you ask it. You ask and receive not because you ask them, that you may consume upon your lust. I just want to give an understanding of what it means to be complete and whole. It means that one has done the sin, and one has stopped battling others, and one has stopped demeaning others and trying to others, and that one has a new relationship with Christ. He is a new creation. To be complete in Jesus means all things are passed away and the whole all things have become new. In Colossians 2, verse 6, Paul writes, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in." Read it. "And build up in him." Yes, Paul makes this metaphor. Have been rooted. This is a perfect participle. And built up, of course, is an architectural term. So I must be rooted and built up, according to Paul. So being rooted and built up in him. And establish in the faith. And establish here means to make firm or reliable. Firm or reliable in the faith. Well, what is he talking about there? To be established in doctrine, in Christian doctrine, as you have been taught. Here is the didasco for teaching. The didascale is the term for teacher, and so then we have the term didaskalos, whereas the teaching the one who's taught. Abounding therein with thanksgiving, or super abounding in thanksgiving to God. So he writes the same, "Beware lest any man spoil you in philosophy and faith after the tradition of men, after the stoicheia of the world and not after Christ." This is a very important truth. And one which leads many believing ones into very dangerous. To come under the teaching that, or to come under the teaching, or to listen to the teaching that's not conservative, that is not conversant with God. It is, the writer of Hebrews says that our God, if they live, is a consuming fire. And God is going to winnow away the chaff, but the wheat will remain. I cannot teach hate. I cannot teach the big culture, that standard that alienates others, that hurts others, that demeans and truncates personalities of us, or reduce individuals and nothing but because of their color or because of their language. All this goes away in Christ. These things should go away. We are to love one another as he loved us, or as Jesus loved us. And notice, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of man, after the stoicheia of the world, or the stoicheia of the cosmos, and not after Christ. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete. be complete in Christ. For the believing one to speak, first of all, the new creation, and also to speak in this particular context, the circumcision of the heart. Notice the colon in this text. There should be a colon. In whom you are also circumcised with circumcision made without hands, putting off the body of the things of the flesh by the circumcision at the lip of the skin within its context. And so, to be considered Christ, speaks of the new that has gone on in the heart. That is the spiritual modification of the flesh. And so, because I no longer practice sin, I am set free. I am complete. I am whole within my personality. I am whole within my mind. I have a conscience that is undefiled. The word conscience in the New Testament means the witness within. My will is submissive, and I submit to the will of God. And so my heart can know the rest that is only or that it is in Jesus. And we, in fact, are complete Him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. Beyond any human psychology, it is beyond any school of psychology. This reality that Paul speaks about is consistent or indigenous only to the new creation, that is in Jesus, to the new life, that is in Jesus. The old things are passed away. The old therapies with their limitations, these things pass away in Jesus. Because you and I have Christ, who is our head, and He mediates wholeness and complete into us. Those things that were in our lives before salvation, those things that we experienced, those traumatic things, and the trauma that maybe have colored our lives, these things new class. But one must be under capable and responsible spiritual leaders who can help lead into the truth of Christ. There are many wonderful counselors available to you to help you understand who you are as the new creature in Jesus. Please when I'll stay at the end of her. My name is Dr. Sarge. Have a wonderful day.